For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. They've been named the best southern city and the best small town in recent years by Southern Living magazine. The coastal communities of Charleston and Beaufort are popular with tourists.
We've just arrived, but it's a beautiful town, very impressive. Lovely setting on the water.
Like siblings, they are similar, yet different, and they're mayors.
So we're sort of like brothers.
Beaufort Mayor Billy Kaiserling says the longtime family friends talk at least once or twice a week. Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg agrees. They not only have a good relationship, but a common problem.
We share information, and particularly about flooding. And
recent record rains and two hurricanes have renewed fears about rising sea levels. Mayor Tecklenburg called flooding Charleston's biggest challenge in this year's State of the City address.
We simply must make flooding and drainage our city's top long-range priority.
He has hired a resilience officer, a floodplains manager, and a grant writer. The Lower Battery Wall is being raised for a projected 3-foot sea level rise by the end of the century. And for the first time, historic homes are being elevated, despite the long-standing fears of preservationists.
It won't look that different. It's still going to be charming and beautiful.
But the biggest challenge may be tackling the city's aging stormwater system. Rattled just by rain, now taxed by more frequent and higher tides with salt water gushing in. Engineers are testing tidal valves and say so far they seem to work.
At a real high tide, you'd have water bubbling up through the storm drain. No more.
70 miles south.
We've noticed incredible changes.
Mayor Kaiserling says high tides are beginning to flood Beaufort's stormwater system as well. His city is much smaller, with fewer resources. He's put together a citizens advisory team.
Once we identified the hot spots, we then toured with our public works staff, who kept nodding, yes, 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 these are the areas that we see at risk.
He, too, is considering raising the city's battery wall. But he's not sure elevating historic homes is the answer, especially if flooded roads can't drain.
You might save the house, but if nobody can come there to live in it and nobody can come there to see it and appreciate it, you've really lost it.
Kaiserling says his city does not feel the same urgency as Charleston. They have more high ground and are built on less fill. Still, he's worried about the future, especially if people along the coast are forced to move.
Then there are the social and economic problems of many people who put their life savings into retirement. Their equity is in their homes. Their homes are losing value. And what are they going to do?
Both mayors are searching for answers.
Where else in the world has a people been successful in dealing with flooding more so than in the Netherlands?
That's why Tecklenburg invited a Dutch delegation to town. 60% of the Netherlands is prone to flooding. It's half the size of South Carolina, with more than 3 times the population. For decades, its dams and levees have successfully kept water out. But sea level rise, the ambassadors say, has shifted their thinking.
We started realizing that keeping the water out is not a terrible solution, and that we have to start living with water. So
they shared pictures of floating cities, parking garages that double as water storage, and beach renourishment where currents move the sand. But living with flooding, accepting it instead of fighting it, it's a lot to think about, and for the mayors to talk about. For more on this story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.